弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们既来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
感谢主，你又聚集你的儿女，能够让我们在你的殿中同心合一的来敬拜你。
We thank you for gather us here that to worship you in unison.
主，你说你是个灵，所以来到你面前敬拜你的，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
Lord, you teach us that you are the spirit that we come before you to worship you in spiritual, in spirit and truth.
主，求你真的是拿走我们每个人心中各样的杂念。
Lord, please remove all the matters that in our heart.
也拿走我们心中各样的负担。
And all the remove all the burdens.
让我们能够一同来到你的面前来敬拜你。
So that we can come before you to worship you.
主，也求主你的圣灵真的借着你的话语来教导我们该到如何来跟随你。
Lord, also through the Holy Spirit teach us how to follow you.
让我们能够知道如何行事为人，才能讨主你的喜悦。
So that we will, no matter what we do and we say that will please you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么我们每个人其实都向往和睦。
Every one of us, we love peace.
然而呢，在人与人之间，族群与族群之间，总是有不和睦存在。
But no matter it's among people or among nations, that always there's disharmony.
那么种族仇恨，那么还有这种宗教仇视。
And there's a hatred among nations and ethnicities.
那么大到国与国之间的征战，小到家中夫妻，那么婆媳、父母和儿女之间也有紧张的关系。
So among countries that there is a conflict and in the ethnicities that there is a conflict, also in the families that couples or parents with children also has disharmony.
所以我们感觉到这个世界呢，总有一些有形无形的墙呢，把人与人之间隔开。
So we feel like there is an invisible wall that separates the people.
那么在古代呢，那外邦人呢，就还犹太人呢，被一堵无形的墙隔开。
In the history that the Gentiles and the Israelites, they are separated by this wall too.
那么这也导致呢，当时的希律王他在重建圣殿的时候。
So this leads to the King Herod that when he established the temple.
那么他就将这圣殿呢分为内院和外院。
And he divided the temple into inner court and the outer court.
那么使得外院和内院的人呢之间就用一堵墙隔开。
And there's a wall between the two courts, separate them.
那么外院呢只能是那些外邦人想敬拜主的人去的地方。
So the outside court only the Gentiles that can enter and worship.
所以只有犹太人才能进入内院。
Only the Jews that can enter into the inner court to worship.
所以其实就是把犹太人跟这个外邦人了，就真的宗教他们就产生了一种互相的敌对的一种状态。
So that there's like hostility between the Gentiles and the Israelites.
其实在我们现代呢，也有很多我们可以想到的一些隔阂或者墙。
So in nowadays that there's also a wall separate people.
那么我们知道柏林墙呢把东西德隔开了有29年。
We know that in Germany the Berlin Wall separated the West and the East Germany.
而这个南北韩的三八线呢把南北韩隔开了到现在有65年。
And there is a divide separated the North and the South Korea also.
那我们大陆跟台湾呢也被台湾海峡隔开了已经有半个多世纪。
And also the Taiwan and the mainland China separated by the sea.
所以呢不同种族不同肤色的人也有一堵墙分开。
And the different ethnicity and the different nations that also separated by walls.
即使父母跟儿女之间似乎也有一堵墙隔开。
So parents and the children, often there's an invisible wall there separate them.
其实所有的这些方方面这些墙其实都是一个没有和睦的表现。
So all this is because there's disharmony among.
那么为了和睦了，其实人们一直在寻找各种的方法。
So in order to get harmonized with each other, people are seeking ways.
但是到现在呢，没有找到一种方法能够根本上解决人与人之间的和睦。
But there's no way that invented by human can solve this separation.
那我们感谢主呢，通过今天的信息我们会看到。
So today through this scripture that we can see.
那么只有和平的福音才能使我们和睦。
Only the peace of gospel can bring harmonize with each other.
而主耶稣在十字架上的死就为我们成就了这个和睦。
Jesus Christ died on the cross that fulfilled this peace.
那么他不但拆除了人与人之间割断的墙，他也拆除了人与神之间敌对这种之间的这堵墙。
Not only he tear down the walls that between man, also he tear down the walls between man and God.
那使我们能够在他的里面能够合二为一。
So that we can be one in him.
能够使我们与神能够得以亲近。
So that we can go near to God.
那我们从这么几个方面来看今天的信息。
So today we will illustrate this topic.
那么基督呢，使外邦的信徒和犹太的信徒能够合二为一。
So Christ has made both Gentiles and the Israelites believers in one.
基督也使外邦信徒和犹太信徒一同与神和好。
And he also reconciled both Gentiles and the Israelites believers to God.
那么基督也差遣圣灵能够引领外邦的信徒和犹太人的信徒呢，能够一同来到神的面前。
And he also sent the Holy Spirit to lead both Gentiles and Israelites to the presence of God.
那我们来看第一点，就是基督他能使外邦人和犹太的信徒能够两下合一。
So first, let us take a look how Christ made both Gentile and Israelites into one.
那这是我们今天信息的第十四节到第十五节。
Verse 14 to 15.
那么保罗呢，在前面的第十一节到第十三节，大家注意到都用的都是第二人称你们。
So Paul through the previous passage from verse 11 to 13, he's used the second So he is as you.
那么意思是说呢，你们这些外邦人从前远离神。
So that you, Gentiles, that you separated from God.
是因为信靠耶稣基督才得以来到神的面前。
Because you believed in Jesus Christ, so that you can come near God.
而这段信息呢，除了在十七节用了你们，其他的地方呢，全部用的是第一人称的复数我们。
So other than the verse 17 in today's passage use the you, all other places use us, we.
我们看十四节这儿，他说因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier.
那么他呢，在这里呢，其实在原文中是指的他自己。
And here him represents God himself.
那么也就是耶稣基督。
That is Christ.
那么这里呢，是在强调呢，耶稣基督乃是基督徒彼此和睦的源泉。
Here it emphasizes that Christ is the only source that can reconcile man.
也其实他是基督徒能够彼此和睦的唯一的源泉。
And this, he is the only source.
那么这里的我们呢，就是指所有信靠耶稣的基督的人，包括犹太人，也包括外邦人。
Here us that represents that both Gentiles include you and me and also the Israelites.
那么这里面的这个两下呢，就是指这两个群体。
And here the two that represents two groups.
就是外邦的基督徒，还有犹太信主的基督徒。
The Gentile believers and the Jewish believers.
那么这两个群体呢，过去呢相互敌对。
And those two groups that they've been hostile in the past days.
那么中间有一堵隔开的墙。
And there's a dividing wall among them.
那么现在他们因为一同信了耶稣基督。
But now because they all believe the Jesus Christ.
就都与基督耶稣能一起在基督里面合而为一。
So that they are reconciled into one, in Christ.
因为他们一起跟基督联合在了一起。
Because they have been united, union with Christ.
所以这里面就说是耶稣基督呢拆毁了他们中间隔断的墙。
So it's Jesus Christ, tear down the, walls that between them.
那么是耶稣基督呢使他们从过去的敌对状态呢现在变成了如今这种和睦的相处。
So the, hostility, between them that, removed.By Jesus Christ.
那么是原来不同的两个群体的在耶稣基督里成为了一个整体。
So this, originally the two separate groups now become one in Christ.
其实因为呢，耶稣基督他本来就是先知书所预言的那位和平的君。
Because Jesus Christ is the, peace, prophesied in the Old Testament.
其他来到这个世界上的目的就是为了带给人们和睦。
The reason that he came to this world is to bring, reconciliation to this world.
就是带给那些凡是信靠他的人。
To those that who believes in him.
那么在以赛亚书九章六节，他告诉我们说：“也有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，正权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试。”全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
As it said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
那我们一定会问，那么到底割开外邦人和这个犹太人的这堵墙到底是指什么
？So we might ask, what is the wall that separates the Gentiles and the Israelites?
让我们一起看一段这个历史的故事。
So let us take a look of the, story in the history.
那么我们知道呢，在以色列王国以后呢，那么大部分犹太人呢被掳分散在各地的外邦人的地方居住。
So we know that after the Israelites, the country is destroyed, the most of the Israelites that they are exiled to other nations to live.
那么有很多人呢就住在以弗所。
So some they lived in Ephesus.
那么在主前的49-48年。
So, before, BC 48-49.
所以也就是在保罗写这封信的100年前。
So around that 100 years earlier than the letter is written.
那么我们知道当时呢，犹太人都是被罗马帝国统治。
We know that the Jews that were controlled by the Romans.
所以这些住在以弗所的这些犹太人呢，也就都成了罗马的公民。
So those Jews that lives in those area that become the citizens of Rome.
而当时的罗马帝国呢，要求这些成年人呢都要来服兵役。
So the Roman Empire asked all the young adults, male adults, to join the military.
然而呢，住亚细亚的这个罗马总督呢，他就免除住在以弗所的这些犹太人来服兵役。
But the governor that lives in Asia that they gave the free choice for those that who lives in Ephesus to not join the army.
原因是因为他们仍然在持守他们犹太人的各样律法上的那些礼仪律。
Because they are still obeying all the laws and traditions that are according to the Jews.
而即使在使徒时代呢，以弗所的这些犹太人呢都是如此。
Even during the apostles' time, that the believers that in Ephesus still do that.
所以也就是说呢，这些礼仪律呢，就像一道篱笆似的，把犹太人呢围起来，不受这些外邦人的影响。
So those laws and traditions that separate the Jews, that they're not affected by the Gentiles, law.
那么另一方面呢，我们知道刚才讲到，那么在圣殿分内院跟外院。
So another point is that we know the temple that was separated into two court, inner and outer.
那么这两院之间呢，也有一堵墙。
And there's a physical wall between the two court.
而这堵墙上呢，有用希腊语和拉丁语一起写的一个告示。
And there's an words that on the wall that written in Greek and also Latin.
他这说是说禁止外邦人进入内院，被捕者必担当死罪。
So the forbidden the Gentiles to enter into the inner court, for those that who trespass will be put to death.
所以犹太人自己呢，自认为他们行这种律法上的礼仪，就可以使他们洁净。
So those Jews that they think if they obey those laws that they will be cleansed, considered cleansing that spiritually.
所以他们认为这些不行这些礼仪的外邦人都是不洁净的。
And all those Gentiles that who not obey the rules that they are unclean.
所以就轻看了这些外邦人。
So that they look down on those Gentiles.
而这些外邦人呢，又因为犹太人轻看他们，那么他们就产生了嫉妒。
And those Gentiles, because they were looked down, that so they are angry and jealous.
就仇恨这些犹太人。
So they become hostile to the Jews.
所以这两个群体呢，长期就处于一种敌对的状态。
So those two groups that they remain hostility, between two parties.
那么主耶稣是怎么来拆毁了这个犹太人和外邦人这堵墙的
？So how Jesus teared down those walls that separate them?
那么十五节在这儿说，他说，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将俩下借着自己的造成一个新人，如此便成了和睦。
Verse 15, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and the regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace.
那么这个地方的十五节还是四节呢？其实它是一个连的一个句子。
So the verse 14 and 15, there's one sentence.
那么他意思是说，基督呢用自己的身体通过废掉约仇，拆毁了中介的墙。
So here it mainly says that Christ used his own body that abolished the wall between the two parties.
那也就是说，过去犹太人所持守的各样的预表耶稣基督的礼仪，那么因为主耶稣在十字架上的死，都被取消了。
So that says that the regulations that the Jews obeyed all the time in the past that was abolished.By Jesus Christ, because the salvation is done on the cross.
那么与此同时呢，主耶稣呢，把信他的外邦人还有犹太人呢，在他的里面造成了一个新人。
And at the meantime, Christ made the Gentiles and also the Jews into one new man that in him.
那么借着一起与主的联合，那么他们呢，在主耶稣基督里面就成为了一体。
Because the union with Christ, that two parties become one body.
其实也就是指我们现在的教会。
So that is the church we say nowadays.
因为这是一个有机体，是一群人来组成的。
So this is the organic body that is consists of all believers.
那么在加拉太书三章二十六到二十八节也这样告诉我们，他说：“所以你们因信耶稣基督，都是神的儿子。”你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人希腊人，自主的为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督里都成为一了。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 28, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以就是不管我们的出身背景如何，
So no matter what is our background?
那么只要我们信耶稣，
when we believe Jesus Christ,
我们就都同样享有同等的特权。
So we will all have the same privilege.
那么同为神的子民，
we are all God's children.
同为基督耶稣身体的肢体，
we are all the parts in the body of Christ.
我们就可以靠着神所赐的恩典，在教会中和睦的相处。
By the grace of God, that we can, we can live harmonized in the body.
那么一起靠着主的道，能够一起来生命成长。
So by the word of the God, that our spiritual life will grow together.
但是耶稣基督呢，他不但是外邦人和基督外邦基督和犹太基督徒，那么彼此和睦，他也使我们与神破裂的关系得到了和好。
Not only the Gentiles and the Jews that they become one, but also that we are reconciled with God.
那么在十六节里面，他这样告诉我们，他说：“既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。”
Verse 16, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which He put to death their hostility.
那么这里面的这个冤仇呢，乃是指全人类，那么因为违背神的律法而导致与神的这种的敌对的关系。
So this hostility is because the all human being that fall into sin that leads to the broken relationship with God.
那么主耶稣在十字架上的死呢，不但改变了犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒过去相互敌对的这种关系。
So the death of Christ on the cross not only changed the relationship between man and God,
而也使犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒过去和神的破裂的关系重新得到了和好。
And also reconciled this hostile relationship between man and God.
那么又因为主的复活呢，使他们本该灭亡的生命能够得到拯救。
And also because of the resurrection of Christ, that the life that deserved to die eternal death in hell will be saved.
那么在罗马书五章十节，保罗这样告诉我们，他说：“因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。”
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 10 says, "For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?"
那么不仅如此呢，所有信耶稣基督的人，他们的罪也跟耶稣基督同定了十字架。
Not only this, also all the sins that for the believers were nailed on the cross when Jesus was died on the cross.
所以不论是犹太信徒还是外邦信徒，
No matter is Gentile believer or Jewish believer.
那么在哥罗西书的二章十四节也清楚地告诉我们，他说：“又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。”
Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 says, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away and nailed it on the cross.
那我们知道，不管犹太基督徒还是外邦基督徒，都违背了律法。
We know that no matter if it's Gentile or Jewish believers, we all rebelled the law.
所以呢，主耶稣的死是担当了所有犹太基督徒或者还有外邦基督徒他们该因违背律法而受到的惩罚。
So Jesus Christ's death bared all the punishment that fall on both Gentiles and the Jewish.
所以呢，主耶稣呢就是全然的满足了神的公义。
So Jesus Christ that fully fulfilled the righteousness and justice.Of God.
那么所有的犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒都因为信耶稣而被称为义。
So all the believers, no matter if it's Gentile or Jewish believer, all called righteousness, justified, before God.
所以他们在神的面前呢是有同等的地位。
So we all have the same status before God.
那么都不在律法之下，而是都在恩典之下。
Not under the law, but under the grace.
但在这里并不是说废掉了律法。
But here is not doesn't mean that the law is abolished.
而我们必须明白，基督乃是成全了律法。
It is Christ who totally fulfilled the law.
所以他废掉的是那些所有过去加在信徒身上的咒诅。
So he abolished the curse that was on the believers.
因为这些咒诅呢，都加在了耶稣基督的身上。
Because all the curse fell on Christ Jesus.
所以他在十字架上为我们都承担了。
So on the cross, he bared all the curse.
所以这像加拉太书三章十三节告诉我们的，说基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记载，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the tree.
那么主耶稣的死呢，他不但呢使犹太信徒还有这个外邦信徒之间的过去的敌对的关系得到了和睦。那么他也使他们一同呢与神的关系和好，而且他也差遣圣灵呢一起能够领他们能够来到父神的面前。
Not only Christ's death that removed the hostile wall between Gentiles and Jewish believers, and also reconciled all the believers with God, and also sent the Holy Spirit.To lead us to the presence of God.
所以这也就是我们最后一点，就是说，是基督差遣他的圣灵，能够把外邦人，那么和犹太人都能够带到父神的面前。
This is the last point that Christ sent the Holy Spirit to lead us all to the presence of God.
那么在十七、十八节，我们先看来看十七节，再说，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
Verse 17, he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
那么这里在这个原文里面，英文里面翻译里面我们也看到，那么前面有个主语，就是说这里传和平福音的那一位就是耶稣基督。
So here we know that the person that who gave this gospel peace is Christ.
所以呢，主耶稣呢在地上的事工，我们透过福音书我们能看到，那么他主要是在犹太人直接传道。
So we know that through the synoptical that gospel that Jesus Christ did his ministry only to the Jews when he was on earth.
但是当他要离开他们去回到父神那里的时候呢，他吩咐他的门徒。
But upon his leaving to God that he commanded the disciples.
所以吩咐他们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
To command them to go all over the world to give to bring the gospel to people of all.
那么让近处的犹太人和远处的这些外邦人都能够听着和平的福音。
No matter if it's the Jews that near or Gentiles that far away, that they all can hear God's gospel.
那么其实这也是呢，救神救赎在这个历史上的救赎计划的一个这个新约时代的实施。
So this is also the fulfillment that shows that the redemption of God that was accomplished in the New Testament.
那么其实这也是先知预言的实现。
Also the fulfillment of the prophet that in the Old Testament.
那么因为在以赛亚书五十七章十九节，他告诉我们，他说：“我造就嘴唇的果子，愿平安康泰归于远处的人，也归于近处的人，并且我要医治他。”这是耶和华说的。
So this is recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 19, creating praises on the lips of the mourners in Israel.Peace, peace to those who far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them.
我们知道呢，犹太人呢，他们是在福音来到这个世界之前呢，他们就对旧约，透过旧约呢，对神有一些了解。
So we know the Jews that even before Jesus Christ came to this world, they already through the Old Testament they know that God's covenant with them.
外邦人很少接触听到这些信息。
But the Gentiles that do not have all those information.
所以在某种程度上可以说犹太人外邦人比犹太人远离神。
So we can say that the Gentiles is far away from God than the Jews.
然后呢，现在呢，犹太的基督徒呢和外邦基督徒都是靠信耶稣这个和平的福音来一同来得救。
But now the Gentiles and the Jews that they all by the peace of gospel that can get near to God.
而外邦人呢，从来没有这个旧约的知识。
But the Gentiles, they do not have the knowledge of the Old Testament.
所以他们就像是一下子呢，就得到了这个拯救罪人的和平的福音。
It's just like all of a sudden that they have this piece of gospel in them.
所以外邦人就像通过一个跳跃似的，那么直接呢，就跟信主的犹太人跟神呢一样的亲近了。
So for the Gentiles, this is a big jump that they.Through the Jesus Christ that they can get near to God.
所以他们跟神之间的关系呢，再没有远近之分。
So there's no separations far or near among the Gentiles and the Jews.
所以他们都在耶稣基督里有一样的身份。
All have the same status before Jesus Christ.
那么都成为了神的子民。
And all become the people of God.
那么不但如此了，其实他们也同成为了神的儿女。
Not only that they also become children of God.
那么这也是八节里面告诉说，因为我们俩像借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Verse 18, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
那么主耶稣基督在世的时候呢，就告诉他的门徒说，他要离开的时候，他永远不会撇下他们。
So, when Jesus was on earth, that he told his disciples that he will never forsake them.
那么他要去父那里的时候呢，他要差派圣灵保惠师来常与他们同在。
He will send the counselor to be with the believers once he departed.
那么在约翰福音的十四章的十六到十七节，主耶稣这样告诉门徒，他说：“我要求父。”父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们的里面。
This recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16.And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you.
那么保罗呢，在前面就告诉我们，他说犹太的基督徒和外邦的基督徒乃是在耶稣基督里成为了一体。
So beforehand, that Paul told the told people thatall the Gentile and the Jewish believers become one in Christ.
那么这里呢，保罗进一步告诉我们。
And here he told us more.
那么犹太的基督徒和外邦基督徒也是靠同一位圣灵而重生。
And all the believers, Gentile and Jewish, they all become one that by the Holy Spirit.
我们说圣灵也是神的一个位格。
We know that the Holy Spirit is the one that in the Trinity God.
那么这里也就是说，也就是这些人呢，都是从神生的。
We know that we all born from God.
所以呢，他们一样呢是在圣灵的带领之下。
And we all led by the same Holy Spirit.
以神儿女的身份呢，来到父的面前。
And by the status of Children of God that we come before God.
那么在十八节这面呢，我们也看到一个很明显的现象，就是这里面我们看到三位一体神的三个位格同时出现了。
So in verse 18 that we can see the three persons in the Godhead appeared here.
那么现在说，因为我们借俩现在借着他，这里面就是指的耶稣基督。
So here, the him that represents Jesus Christ.
那么这是三位一体神的第二个位格。
That's the second person in the Trinity.
那么那个被一个圣灵所感，这又是第三个位格。
And moved by one spirit, that spirit is the third person in the Trinity.
那我们可以得以进到父的面前，那么神这个三位一体的神第一个位格父神也在这里。
And we all access to the Father. This Father is the first person in the Trinity.
那么从今天的信息我们可以看到。
So through today's sermon, we can understand.
那么基督自己呢通过在十字架上的死
Christ by his death on the cross
那么是信他的外邦人和犹太人呢在他里面成为一体
He reconciled both Gentiles and the Jewish believers into one
能够一起和睦相处
So we can all live harmonized with each other
那么不但消除了他们过去的相互仇视
And not only removed the hostility between them.
那么他们也一同与神和好。
And also reconciled us to God.
那么两个群体呢，而且也借着耶稣基督呢，从一位圣灵重生。
And two groups all, born again from one Holy Spirit.
那么一样成为神的儿女。
And all become children of God.
可以一起传和平的福音。
And we all can.Proclaim the same piece of gospel to all.
并且可以一起进到父神的宝座前。
We all can come before the throne of God.
来敬拜神，来以他为乐，直到永远。
So we can all rejoice in Him and worship Him.
那么主耶稣呢？现在我们知道已经呢把和平的福音带到了这个世界。
We know Christ already bring the peace of gospel to this world.
那么他离开时呢，也吩咐门徒要把这和平的福音呢传给远近各处的人。
And he also commanded all the disciples to preach the gospel, to all.
那么让我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们思想一下，我们自从自己信主之后，我们给多少人传过福音
？So, each of us, we should, think about it that after we become a believer, so how many people that we preached this gospel to?
那么不管我们过去做的怎么样
，No matter what we did in the past.
那么从今以后呢，我鼓励大家呢，我们能不能至少一年给一个人传福音
？So from now on, I encourage everyone at least that we should preach gospel to one person each year.
那么先从我们自己的家中不信的人传起。
And we can first start with our the members in our family.
那么然后可以给外面周围的朋友。
And then we can go to the friends around us.
然后我们的邻舍同事。
And also our neighbors and colleagues.
那么或者我们偶然碰到这些陌生人。
Or strangers that we come by.
其实这个看来其实并不是，这不是一个难的事情。
So this seems not a difficult thing.
我们只要真的有这个心智，我们真的是可以给很多人传福音。
So if we have this, we make this decision that we can preach the gospel to many people.
而这样的话呢，我们一个人至少一年传一个人，那我们一个教会，我们一年能够有给多少人传去福音
？So if we can spread the gospel to one person, each year, that we can preach to a lot of people after years and years.
所以这么好的和平的福音，我们真的要带给更多的人。
So this piece of gospel we need to bring to more people.
那么主耶稣呢，已经为我们成就了和睦。
So Jesus Christ fulfilled the reconciliation for us.
而这种和睦呢，也只有在信耶稣的人群中才能实现。
And this reconciliation only appears among the believers.
然而呢，信与不信之间，它总会有各样的冲突。
But there's always a conflict between believers and unbelievers.
我们知道呢，就是说这个犹太人，他们这么几千年来一直在不同的这些国家的统治之下。
So we know the Jews that over the thousands of years that they are under the government of different country.
也受到这些不同的这些朝代的逼迫。
And also they were persecuted among all nations.
那么基督教在这么多年来，它也是在那些不信的这些国家、这些政府里面，也受到各样的逼迫。
So the Christianity is also under the attack among different nations.
其实这些从来没有停止过。
But these things that never end.
那么我们从这几天的这个新闻中，我们也得知。
So from the news that happened recently.
那么在中国大陆的一些地区呢，那么政府加强了对基督教会的迫害。
So in the some area in mainland China, that the government of the China that they persecuted the Christians.
那么许多的牧者、传道人还有弟兄姐妹呢，都被粗暴的抓捕，被投入监狱。
So many pastors and ministers or believers they were arrested violently.
那么这些事件为什么出现？那是因为那么这个政府呢，就是一个不信神的一个群体。
This persecution happens because the government they are not believers.
那么他们本来其实就是与神为敌的。
So they are enemies that with God.
所以他们必然会逼迫神的教会。
So they will persecute God's church.
只是不同的时期有不同的这个程度罢了。
It's just under different time period and different circumstances that the persecution's level varies.
那我们在这种自由环境下，我们能够安安静静的敬拜神。
So for us that we have this freedom that we can worship God peacefully.
所以此时呢，我们也应该想到我们在大陆那些受逼迫的我们的弟兄姐妹们。
We also need to remember those that brothers and sisters who are under persecution in China.
其实我们所能做的，其实就是为这些受逼迫的弟兄姐妹们来祷告。
So at least we can pray for them.
使他们能够在这些逼迫中能够打美好的仗。
So that they will fight the good war, during the persecution.
我们也应该常常为那些逼迫他们这些人祷告。
We also need to pray for those the government who persecute them.
那么求神能够改变他们的心。
So that God will change their hearts.
能够接受和平的福音。
So they can receive the gospel of peace.
因为只有和平的福音才能使人彼此和睦。
Only the gospel of peace can bring real reconciliation among men.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Father, we come before you.To give you thanks and the worship.
主，谢谢你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世上来拯救我们这些不配的人。
We thank you for sending your only begotten Son Jesus to come to this world to save we undeserved sinners.
主，谢谢你把和平的福音带到这个世界。
We thank you for bringing the gospel of peace.
让凡是信靠你的人能够一同和睦的在你的教会中一起来生活。
For those that who believes in the gospel, that we can live a life that with peace.
主，求主你让我们珍惜你赐给我们这样的生命。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this life.
让我们弟兄姐妹一同能够服侍，一同能够来扶持。
So that we can all support and minister each other.
能够彼此的和睦，一同见证主你在我们身上的恩典。
So we will live in reconciliation that give the good testimony before you.
能够让众人能够透过弟兄姐妹彼此和睦、彼此相爱，能够看到主你在我们中间。
Through the love and the peace that we can demonstrate that you are among us.
吸引更多的人来到教会中听到你和平的福音。
So that we can draw more people to come to church to know your words.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 这样的。